your Christmas tree lit? Is your fire blazing? Do you have your hot cocoa and Christmas goodies all ready to enjoy? What about that Christmas candle? Is it lit? If so, let's begin. I want to share with you one of my most favorite childhood memories. First, though, I must take you back to my hometown where I grew up. It's a little town in South Carolina called Clifton. It's actually just a little community outside of Spartanburg. There's really nothing at all special about the town itself, but the people who lived there, they were special. My most favorite childhood memories are housed in a little white two-story house with green shutters at the top of a hill in a little town that most people don't even know about. Welcome to my great-grandmother's house. My grandma, aunt, and uncle lived there as well, and many of my other aunts and uncles lived nearby. My favorite memory? Christmas at Mama's. That's what we called my great-grandmother. Let me see if I can help you picture this incredible scene. First of all, the people. My great-grandmother had 12 children, and those children had 12 children, and those children had more than 12 children, and so forth. Let me put it to you this way. The house was filled. It was bursting at the seams, and it was wonderful. Filled with joy, peace, lots of love and laughter, being there was the most wonderful thing I have ever experienced. The warmth and love that filled that house was indescribable. And the best thing we did every time we were together was stand around the piano or organ and sing song after song after song. It was the most beautiful sound. And just like Luke 2:13 references a multitude of heavenly hosts singing, there was a multitude of us singing and praising God as well. Oh, how my heart longs to travel back to that time, but time marches on, doesn't it? Speaking of time, it's almost Christmas. Are you ready? I want to remind us today to not let the hustle and bustle of the season distract us from the most important element of the season, love. That's right, L-O-V-E, love. You see, Scripture tells us that God is love. That makes Christmas all about love. That manger in Bethlehem could barely hold all of the love sent down from heaven that night. And God's love for us, as fickle, sinful, and faithless as we are at times, caused him to make a pathway of love for his children. I think what strikes me most about God's love is how extravagant it is. God loved us so much that he chose to send his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish. That means they would never be separated from him, but rather, they would be granted eternal life in heaven with God Most High. Yes, God goes to great lengths to love us, but so did Jesus. He gave up his life. Dying a brutal, painful death, he lowered himself to humanity to willingly take the punishment you and I deserve. When you think about what Jesus did, the love he displayed, it's barely believable, but it's true. In John 10, Jesus is described as the Good Shepherd, and in Luke 15, Jesus tells the parable of the lost sheep. The message of the story reminds us that the shepherd's love and tender care for his sheep doesn't end at salvation. Salvation is merely the beginning. The good shepherd will leave the 99 safe sheep to run after, track down, and secure the one that is wandering. You see, that's the difference between Christianity and other religions. God and His Son Jesus, they stick around. They continue the journey with their sheep. At times, they shear the sheep to increase its growth. When a sheep finds trouble or calamity or pain, they carry him. And if that sheep strays, seeking to go its own way, the Good Shepherd, because of his faithfulness and covenant love for his sheep, goes after him, woos him back, and carries him home. Have you experienced that kind of love? The kind of inexplicable love that, with reckless abandonment, lights up the shadows of the dark places he finds his lost sheep in, tears down the lies of doubt and defeat his sheep has believed, and loves him back into fellowship with him? That, my dear friends, is covenant love. Like my great-grandmother's home that I so wish I could return to, the love of Jesus is that safe space, that place of joy and rest and peace and, yes, freedom, that place of extraordinary love. Jesus, Good Shepherd, lover of our soul, thank you for a life filled with your unconditional love, a love that won't let go, a love that rescues and redeems and renews day by day. Allow a blanket of your love to surround us today, warming us with your presence and carrying us with your love. In Jesus' name, amen.